Come on in. It's open.
Hey, you're early. I wasn't expecting you yet. I'm sorry. No, it's totally fine. I don't mind you being early at all. Yeah, I'm just getting everything set up. You know, I like to have my crystals and candles and incense and all that out and ready to go. Correspondences. Well, someone's been Googling. You want to know the correspondences of what I'm using? All right, come over here then. I'll show you. Come on. Don't be shy. Nothing is going to hurt you. I'm a good witch. First, this tall white candle. Honestly, it's mostly for ambiance, but white candles are good for like cleansing and protection. I get these like glass jar ones from the dollar store. Nobody said you need to spend a ton of money to make this stuff work. Okay, now that that's lit, we can move on to the more specific candle stuff. But even just the one white candle, isn't that nice already? Okay, now we have smaller candles in different colors. The color of a candle can shift the whole mood. Green for luck, yellow for creativity. I think we'll go with this one. Yes, normally when you're over, I have a pink one burning. You do pay attention. But I want to show you how something as simple as a different colored candle can make a big difference. Pink is for friendship and harmony and caring. Red is for intimacy. It's for courage. Let yourself feel it. Next, incense. Arguably the most important part. Why? Because scent is incredibly powerful. It's tied closely with emotions and memories. It can evoke all different kinds of feelings. This one is rosehip and honey. Sweet and floral, but still light. Do you see the way the smoke curls and rises in the air? It's almost hypnotic to watch. Smoke is cleansing, too. All smoke is, but the rose hips for passion and the honey for sweetness. How does it make you feel? Affectionate? Romantic? Between that and the red candle, doesn't it make the whole room feel cozier? More intimate? Last but not least, crystals. I know I have a few out. Some of them stay out all the time, like the smoky quartz, that grayish one right there. It's really good for protection. That one's always out. Then some clear quartz, but this one here, hold out your hands. This is a sphere made out of rose quartz. Careful, it's a little heavier than it looks. Don't drop it. Rose quartz is the most powerful crystal there is for love. I know the pink is a little cliche, but cliches exist for a reason, right? But also, it can help facilitate interpersonal communication. Feel how heavy and cool and smooth it feels in your hands. Here, clap them around it like this. Is this okay with my hands over yours like this? Okay, good. Just wrap your hands around it. Yeah, hold it firmly, but not too tight. Perfect. Do you feel that? Do you feel the way your palms tingle against the surface of the stone? The way that sensation travels through your whole body, all the way down to your toes? Close your eyes. Feel the vibration of the crystal. Feel the way it makes your heart flutter in your chest. Feel the energy passing back and forth between us. Do you see what I mean? The soft light from the candles, the sweet scent in the air, the way your skin feels against the stone, the way your skin feels against mine. Feel how it all works together, how each element adds to the overall effect. I've manifested this, spoken my intentions into the universe. I asked for the courage to finally be able to tell you how I feel about you. I love you. That's what all of it means. The red candle, the rosehip incense, the rose quartz. All representations of the way I feel. I've wanted to tell you for a really, really long time, but I needed the courage. And when you said you wanted to learn, I realized that I could show you how I feel instead of just telling you. I could literally make you feel it too. But only you can tell me if it worked. Then you feel it? The way things have shifted? What do you mean you've always felt it? Normally I do the pink candle for friendship, and it's, you know, a smaller piece of rose quartz, and I... Oh, because you feel the same way. In that case, I could tell you red isn't only for intimacy and courage. It's for love, passion. Red is intensity and physical desire. The rose hips too. And the honey. The combination inspires romance. It enhances the chemistry, heightens every feeling. And not just the emotional feelings, the physical ones too. Do you feel it too? The way every breath makes your heart flutter and your head spin? That's the magic, babe. put the rose quartz down. Yeah, right there. On that stand. So it doesn't roll off the table. Mm-hmm. It's done its job, don't you think? And now my hands are free. And yours are too. They are the most powerful magical tool there is, you know? It's true. Our hands are how we interact with the world around us. Don't my fingertips on your bare skin feel like magic? When I slide my hands up your back, under your shirt. See? That's magic too. But this is all us. This isn't the incense, or the crystals, or the candles. Those are all just extras. They help, but they can't create something out of nothing. The feelings already have to exist for the magic to work. I've wanted this for such a long time. Hoping. Manifesting. Just little things that I knew would help this along. If it had the potential to happen anyway. Just like tonight. The way I feel. The way I want you. That's always there. But now. Fuck. Now I want you so much. Right now. That's the magic. Take this shirt off, please. Okay, yeah. Mine too. Please. Please touch me too. Fuck. Fuck. Your hands on my tits. Keep touching me. Just like that. Yeah. You like it when I run my nails down your chest? Like this? Oh, my nipples are really sensitive. Oh, fuck. That feels so good. Can I? Please touch your cock. I can feel you pressing against me, and I want to feel it. I want to see it. Oh, wow. You're so hard for me already. You want to touch me too? Please. Please touch me. Yeah. No panties. I was pretty optimistic about tonight. Oh, fuck. Oh, your fingers are amazing. Can you feel how wet I am? Oh, just like that. Please. Don't stop. Oh, that's so good. Do you like it when I stroke your cock like this? Nice and slow. Squeezing just a little bit. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay. No. That feels amazing. Really, really fucking good. I just I want to suck your cock. Please let me put your cock in my mouth. Yeah. Fuck. Yes. Okay. I'll just get down here on my knees. Okay, and we can get your jeans down a little more just so I can. Yes. Just like that. Your hard cock right in front of my face makes me want a taste. Fuck. You taste so good. How does my tongue feel on your cock? More? What exactly do you want? Manifest it, babe. Think about what you want and give it to the universe. Now, let's see if I can't figure out what it is you want. Yeah, like this. You don't have to try to be quiet for me, babe. I want to hear you. I want to know how good I'm making you feel. Oh, fuck. Yes. You sound so fucking good. Just relax, babe. That's it. Keep breathing, baby. Remember what I told you earlier about how incredibly powerful scent can be? You'll never be able to smell roses again without thinking about how my mouth feels on your cock. You'll walk past the open door of a flower shop, and your mind will be flooded with the image of me on my knees for you. And in the same way, I'll never be able to smell roses again without thinking about the taste of you. The way your cock feels against my tongue. I've thought about this so many times. The best way to manifest is to have a very clear picture in your mind of what you want. I pictured you standing in front of me like this. Imagined the sounds you'd make when I ran my tongue up your cock. How you'd moan my name and grab my hair. Yes, like that. I wanted this. Wanted you so badly. I thought about it all the time. Not just this. Other things too. Like what? Like kissing you. Holding hands with you when we watch movies together. Cuddling up on the couch. Less wholesome things, too. You want to know what else I was manifesting? Well, I could tell you. Or we could just see what the universe has in store for us. Besides, I can think of better things to do with my mouth right now than recount every single fantasy that's ever gone through my head. Trust me, there are a lot of them.
Let's see. Isn't this better?
As much as I would really, really like to swallow your cum sometime, I'd also really, really like you to fuck me right now. Yeah? You want to? Fuck. Yeah, okay. Let's just, here. Why don't you, yeah, just sit there on the couch. Just like that. And then I can just get in your lap like this and straddle you. Perfect. I want to see your face and be close enough to kiss you while we do this.
Fuck. Your cock feels so good pressing against me like that. I want it inside me. Please. Don't tease me. I need you so fucking bad. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, that's so, so, so good. Can I just grind on your lap like this? Yeah. Yeah, you can. You can touch my tits some more. Whatever you want. Touch me wherever you want to. Your mouth on my nipples. Yes, fuck. I told you they're sensitive. No, don't stop. Please don't stop. Oh, what can I say? Sucking your cock turned me on so much, and I've wanted this for so long. Oh, fuck. Yes. Your fingers. You've wanted this too. How many times have you thought about fucking me like this? Me on top of you. Riding your cock. Oh, fuck up into me like that. No, no, you're not holding my hips too tight. Fuck. Leave marks. I don't fucking care. That feels so good. Faster. Please. I want to make you feel good too. Lean your head back on the couch for me. Let me just kiss your neck a little bit. Whisper in your ear while I leave a couple little marks on you. Oh, would that be okay? Thank you. Does that feel good? My teeth on your neck, like... yes, you can... fuck. You can mark me, too. Is that what you want? Your marks on me? You can bite me harder than that. Don't hold back. I want to be able to see the marks on me for days. Fuck. I'm getting close. You're gonna make me come, babe. There's another way to manifest things, you know. A very powerful one. I keep biting my ear like that. Fuck. Right. Manifesting. You can put a lot of energy into whatever you're manifesting with an orgasm. Yes, I've done it before. I didn't just light incense and meditate when I thought about you. I had to... Oh, fuck. Oh, I had to give it my all. Put as much power into it as possible. I had to imagine the things I wanted to do with you. I had to picture them so clearly in my mind that they felt real. I would use my fingers and imagine they were yours. I'd imagine your voice in my ear and your lips on my skin. Your fingers on my clit. Oh, just like that. Oh, don't stop. And I'd call out your name alone in my room, focusing that release of energy out into the universe. It's always you. Every single time I make myself come on my own fingers, it's for you. And now, fuck, now I get to come on your cock and your fingers. I get to feel you fill me up with your cum. Please, I'm so close. Yeah, you too. If we can come together, manifesting together. Just imagine the power behind that. The universe will have to listen. Fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Please. Please come with me. Fill me up. I'm so close. I'm so close. Come on. Oh, fuck. Come for me. Please. Please. Please come for me. Did you feel that? Yeah, I felt it too. Even I didn't know it could feel quite like that. No, it's never been like that, on my own. Having your fingers on me instead of using mine and pretending. Having you here to kiss and touch and hear. I love you. And maybe this was a silly way to tell you, but no. You don't think it's silly? I thank you. No, we have to leave the candles and incense burning. They were part of the magic, and they have to burn out on their own. They're all on fire-safe surfaces. Don't worry. I do this pretty often. Besides, isn't the ambiance still kind of nice for cuddling? Okay, now let's cuddle up on the couch with some blankets and we can watch something like we planned to when you came over in the first place. Okay, yeah, except we'll be naked. That's the benefit of this. You know how I feel now, obviously, and you don't owe me anything. I mean, you know, if you're not, like, actually interested in me or some... I love you, too. Let me just... cuddle up close, like this. Okay, now let's find something to watch.